Hi, on the back foot listeners. Really excited. I finally found a sponsor for the podcast. They've been a really big presence on the mountains over the last, almost forever since we've been running on the fells. It's absolute juggernaut to sponsor the podcast. I'm really excited. I'm teaming up with them, and I'm really looking forward to bringing you this. Hopefully I can get this partnership together before my Bob Graham. I always said I didn't really want to have any sponsors of the pod or make money off it, but when a group like this comes to you and they're so inspirational and such a great, such a one-off, you could call them a goat in the industry. So many things that I could say, but I don't want to give it away, but I'm just really excited. Going to have a sponsor, hopefully coming soon. I hope you guys are happy for me. I've probably over-egged it. Sometimes it takes me a while to edit these podcasts. Feel it's a distraction from my work or my running, but to land a sponsor like this means a lot to me, and I feel like it's on brand with the podcast, and I think you guys are going to be really pleased to hear who I've got to sponsor, and that's going to be coming soon.
This is a podcast. We talk about running. We talk about other things too. So please come and join us. We hope you enjoy this. This is On the Back Foot.
Hello everyone, it's your host of this podcasty show, Charlie Baker. I set out to do an episode a week way back when, and I think I've managed pretty much from January through till May, and it's only a week away from my Bob Graham. I was taking you through my training week on week, through my breakfast, dinner, lunch, whatever. And I've kept it up. I'd like to try and keep it up now. So I'm going to try and get a quick little episode out just for staying on task. So the week review on the Bobfoot, let's hit it. And this is almost a week old, so it's from the 22nd of April till the 30th. Oh, I have slacked. So the week review, I was running out on my feet for 20 hours and 7 minutes, covering a total of 83.1 miles. That is 133 kilometres in the metric. That's an elevation of 22,333 feet or 6,807 metres. How did I do it, you ask? I moved. And on the Monday, the 22nd, I was the lord of the house as well. So I fed the chickens, the sheep, the guinea pigs, had some porridge, and I began packing. For I also moved house. I managed to make my morning clinic, and I went for a run that evening for an hour and 37 minutes. It was lovely. I went up Parking Clough, over to Twitchill and Hope, and back. Did a bit of work in the evening too. I did feel a little bit tired, but I was all right. I was still in there. On Tuesday, I fed all the animals again. Something was up with me. I wasn't quite myself. So I decided to take a break from Instagram and deleted it, which was off my phone. It was lovely. I ran for 2 hours and 40 minutes that day. And I decided that my brain had gone a bit scatty, so I would not listen to any music. And I really felt good in the zone. I really wanted to focus this week because Billy had set out those targets I read to you, and I really wanted to achieve them. I like his challenges, and I'd never ran over 83 miles in a week. And I was a bit nervous, but I really wanted to do it. So I went deep focus, no music. I ate a little bit on my run. I even had a pork pie afterwards. And I also had a nap that afternoon, as I didn't have any patients booked in. I seemed to be very busy on Mondays and not so busy on Tuesdays. And I carried on with my packing. Did a double on Wednesday, 55 minutes in the morning, running around Carver, up over Carver Peak, and 40 minutes in the evening. So super slow. I was on the treadmill. I'd been reunited with my heart rate monitor, and it read that my average heart rate was 112 beats per minute. I was listening to Michael Bolton because I have horrendous taste in music, but it was making me smile, and I was moving so slowly to Michael. It was really quite relaxing. So that was Wednesday. On Thursday, I had an uphill treadmill session, some porridge for breakfast, obviously, fed the chickens, and that was really good. I really enjoyed that. Possibly pushed a little bit too hard and overheated on the treadmill, but got the session in and I was pleased. I went and caught up with Dan Howarth and Abby Pierce that night. We went for a pie. That was lovely. And I camped in my van in Sheffield, looking out over Bowl Hill. Lovely spot. And in the morning, I managed another run. Ran with Abby for half an hour up and down Rivlin Valley. Daniel had to go to work, which was a bit sad to see him. The busy man off on his way. Didn't get to run with him. But afterwards, Abby, she ran to work too. All these people with actual, like, almost full-time jobs, eh? And, I went and jumped in the plunge pool in Rivlin. Ate my porridge by the water side, and it was lovely. And I finished packing all my stuff into boxes that day, and I drove north, getting ready for the big weekend ahead. I recce'd leg 5 on Saturday. It was grand. And I also recce'd leg 5 with carbon shoes. I popped them on when I came off Robinson. I took terrible lines off Robinson, but I popped them on and cruised home. I even ran past the Moot Hall because I thought it'd be nice to, you know, really, really do it bang on. Can you tell I'm tired right now? I have lost my podcast ability. Oh, dear. Legs 3 and 4 in one day. What a stunner. I'm going to bore you to death. No, I'm not. What I have got written in my training diary is a name of all of the fouls, the 20-hour schedule that I'm looking, and whether I was up or down on it. Steel Fell, up. Calf Crag, up. Sergeant Man, up. High Raise, up. Thornacar Knot, up. Harrison Stickle, up. Piker Stickle, down. Rosset Pike, down. Bow Fell, up. Esk Pike, up. Great End, up. Ill Crag, up. Broad Crag, down. Scarfell Pike, down. Scarfell, down. Wasdale, down. Severely down. I'm pretty poor at that descent. Ewbarrow, up. Took a coffee on that one with me. I didn't litter it. I took the plastic home, the cardboard. Red Pike, up. Steeple, up. And the sun was shining, and honestly, it was gorgeous out on leg 4. I was such a lucky man. Leg 3 had been a bit claggy, but this was such a good day. Pillar up. Kirk fell down. Great Gable up. And I remember the views down over Wasdale, over Westwater. That was just stunning. Green Gable down. That was possibly my worst descent. I was a bit dead in the legs by then. Brandreth up. Grey Knots down. Honister just slightly down. And as I came down after the end of my lovely 10 hour and 13 minute run, I got to see Billy and Jake Collier waiting for me to take me back to Keswick. And I felt a bit crap because Jake had found a good restaurant for us. But by this time, I knew I had a 3 hour drive, and there was going to be a bit of a wait. So I think Billy in his caring role was like, oh, we'll just go to Spoons. And it was a slightly disappointing trip, I'm afraid. I thought the chicken burger was a bit bang average. But I did have a nice crumble. And that there was my biggest ever training week of running. I think I finally got my priorities right and prioritised looking after myself. And I managed to get it done. And I'm feeling good this week. I'm excited, looking forward to the Bob Graham. It's been amazing podcasting and doing that, all that training. Yeah, it's nice to set your mind to something and do it. And it's been great, Billy, giving me a schedule. I'm sorry, I've not got any deep insights, but I'm just a bloke who enjoys fell running, really. When I was looking at doing a weekly podcast, I think I was following the advice of people who talk about growing your podcast, grow your podcast and get sponsored and blah 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 blah. And I've done this podcast out of enthusiasm and fun, but I think ultimately what's happened is I've done a shitload of running and I've moved house in the last couple of weeks and just had lots of stuff on, and I've almost done what Bobby said don't do. I've burnt out a little bit. So that's my on the bob foot. I'm very grateful to all the people who've listened to this podcast, who've come along on the journey, and there's 1 week to go, and that starts tomorrow, and that brings in the bob itself. And if I get weather like I had on leg 4 for my big birthday out, I'm going to be so happy. But I want to thank all the people who've contributed. They've been great. It's no surprise that this episode has got a bit of Bobby Gard's story. He's been so consistent at coming on, and it really has made it a lot easier for me to make a podcast, and I found it really good fun. I've listened back to BGS and the marvellous Jacob Tonkin. William Boothman's made me laugh. The guests have been great. All these people sending their bits, the Blackets, Chris and his questions, Dr. Rothery, Donny Clark, Bart Shaw, Rachel Steen, Peter from Coventry, James Gray with his munching on the moors, Josh Holgate came back with some, Sarah last week with her racing tips, she was great. You know, James Wynn and his wine method and his 2 hour 35 something like that London marathon. All these brilliant people have really contributed, and I'm very thankful. And yeah, it's a tired man. I've had a lovely bank holiday weekend so far. I wanted to get this out before end of play, I say, is Sunday. So here you go. Luckily, Bobby and Jacob are entertaining. I've been crap, but I've not even got a song. Maybe, can I do a song? I'll see. Let's edit the rest of it, and yeah, we'll see what we got. Thank you, everyone. Just thank you. And it should be a good one next Saturday. I'm going to be 38 years old. And lots of people who are special to me are going to be out in the stunning, stunning Lake District over what is just such a brilliant route. I've really had a love affair with the Bob Graham this last few months, and I can't wait to give it my best shot for having a good day out on Saturday.
Hello, Charles. Jacob Tonkin here, coming in live from, well, it won't be live by the time you've used this, but anyway, I'm here at the Lord's Seat Fell Race on Wednesday the 1st of May 2024. It's Keswick AC's second Fell Race of the year, and I've just been asked if someone's got time to run for a wee with 3 minutes to go. And because I'm marshalling, I'm in a high vis vest and a radio, which has gone straight to my head, I said yes. So anyway, load of fast lot lined up. The other race before this was the Grizedale Grind Fell Race, which Gavin Dale won. And there was a strong Ambleside contingency came up for this. But Gavin Dale's the only Ambleside, or Gavin Dale and Ben Adenlaw, the only two Ambleside vests I have seen thus far. So I'm marshalling down at the descent. There's legends like Darren Fishwick here. Mingma, lovely Mingma, is here. Young Dan Heppel, who's a bit of a rocket, upcoming, only about 6 years old. Faster than anyone else I know. Who else have we got? But yeah, anyway, good turnout for people. Phil Winskill's running, legendary runner Phil Winskill. Holly Wotton, who won Three Peaks the weekend. And they're all lining up, so I'll see if I can get some action for you. The high vis vest has just been utilised in that I had to sprint from the start along 100 metres to move some barriers which were blocking the road. And I was the only one able to move the barriers because I am in high vis and I have a radio. And they have set off, and I'll get some footage of them thundering past. Gan, Lammy! Nearly there, Mark. Nearly there. Nearly there, Ive.
Thank you.
We've had 174 runners in the race, and they've all set off, and I'm just making my way up to my marshalling point, which would have been fucking easier for me just to do the bloody race. And Marshall, but I'm doing my bit for the community and for my club. Lord's Seat and Bath's really good race for people to do if they are wanting to get into fell running. A lot of it is on forest sort of logging trails to begin with, and you come out, tick off Bath and Lord's Seat, which are both Wainwrights. And then you come back into the woods, and you've got a rapid descent down this forest trail that I'm just going up now. And I'm using the word, Bobby, forest trail, because it is a... that's just what they're called, isn't it? Forest path, logging path, you know? Things can multi-trail, multi-use trail. Oh God, making myself feel badly. But... very good race for beginners, quite popular because of that. Our next one we've got is the fell that everyone should be able to pronounce by now, Lattrigg Fell Race, which is Wednesday the 15th of May. So I'm expecting to see Charlie there, recovered from his bob. He'll need a day off and he can come and do that. Mile up, mile down, short, sharp. Make you be sick at the end, just what your legs need post Bob Graham. And tonight is actually also the first time that my Rachel May has done a fell race on her own, and I've not been taking part in that fell race, so it'll be interesting to see how she gets on, because she's got a big week this week. This tonight, orienteering Thursday, then Great Lakes 3 day over the weekend. First runner, as expected, is Gavin Dale of Ambleside. John Batrick and Captain Lamb Second and third. Come on, Lammy. Heart of a lion.
Big gap behind.
Win that battle. Mark Lamb's actually running in a pair of shoes, which is a size too small for him tonight. Caroline Lambert, Keswick. This way, Caroline, this way. First lady so far. Fresh after a 10k win last night at Lauka 10k. And Holly Wotton of Keswick is coming in second so far on the descent. And Amy Kelland, I think it is, Eden Runners, coming through third lady. Closely followed by best looking male so far, Jordan Palmer. Which you definitely heard me say that as well. Rachel May came thundering past me from the little plateau where I'm stood, where everyone normally goes wrong, and she came hairing round, sort of banked up on the corner like a berm to come down to the descent. I think she's on for a PB, but she looked, she had an utter look of disgust at me because she knew that I've been stood here and it's been a feast for the eyes with all these attractive males running past me tonight. Too many to list, but it's been delightful. There's actually a runner coming past now playing the Bee Gees, despite the fact that Darren Fishwick has already gone through. Well done! The lady playing music said that it was the alarm on her phone going off and she didn't want to stop to take it out of her bag and turn it off. So it's been going off for the whole way round, bless her. I am now just walking back to the car with fell running legend Rachel May, who's possibly set a PB at the last seat. No, wasn't a PB. Narrowly missed out on a PB, we'll say. How was it, Rachel May? Tell the people of the podcast. Sorry, my thumb slipped. How was it?
Very hard.
Very hard.
But very accessible for new fell runners.
Which is what I've been saying as well. A very nice night. The top three for male and female were, as described, on the descent. We're going back, Yam. Gonna eat a pizza. Happy days.
Absolutely brilliant, that. It's the exact standard of what we want for roaming reporting. Some lovely interactions between the reporter and the runners, and some bits of information that I'm just not sure you get anywhere else. Mark Lamb running in an ill-fitting pair of shoes, a lady with the Bee Gees playing on her phone. It's all happening.
Enough of that. It's the 2nd of May and you all know what that means. It's election day! Yes, I hope you've all been out to vote for your local police and crime and fire and sweets and loveliness commissioner, whatever they're called. I don't know what they do. You don't know what they do. Nobody knows what they do. But it's important to protect our right to vote. And I cycled down into town to do that because not only do I want to safeguard our democracy, but also protect the environment. And when I got there, obviously I was about the youngest by 20 or 30 years easily, apart from a young woman who was in there sort of running the whole gig. And the first thing I noticed about her was her very polite demeanour, and the second thing I noticed about her was she had a lapel badge on that had a pineapple on it. Now, I was recently told by someone, and I cannot verify whether this is true or not, that the pineapple is used as a code by swingers to indicate that they are down to swing. And I don't mean musically. So that was my immediate thought. Now, I didn't ask her, so we'll never know. But either that is true and she was there looking for some 70-year-old action, or else the good name of the pineapple has forever been sullied by that connotation, and she was just an innocent fruit lover wishing to express her love of tropical fruit. But yeah, running. So April, I ran every single day in April actually, and I was quite chuffed with that. Thought that was a good streak. After about 10 days or so, I noticed that I had that going on, so I tried to stick with it. And you could say maybe quantity over quality in terms of distances that I did, but there were some good long runs in there. Every single one of those runs had at least some, if not all, fell or field or off the road in some way. So yeah, proper month of running. A couple of races in there. Grisdale Grind was a couple of weeks ago. I won't do a proper report since it's sort of passed now, but for future years, if anyone's considering it, would thoroughly recommend. Keswick don't put on a bad race. And Wednesday night racing, I mean, everyone kind of knows that that is the creme de la creme of the fell racing world. Yeah, all Keswick's races are good. Although, now I'm thinking about it, I reckon in terms of which club has the best suite of routes, let's put organisation aside and just look at the actual races themselves. Ambleside certainly give Keswick a good run for the money, and the underdog there worth mentioning would be Black Coombe, because they've got a small but perfectly formed collection of races, all to be tried. Cor, Dunnerdale, Black Coombe, all those worth trying out. Yeah, so I don't really have a lot to say. Apart from, I just felt compelled really to submit an episode this week, submit something for the episode this week, because I couldn't help but feel a bit targeted by the last episode. Anyone who managed to slog their way through it will have heard a few negative aspersions being cast upon my name, and I'm not sure that I really like this reputation as a curmudgeon that is being developed. I'm a lover, not a hater. That being said, I do think quite firmly that all of these runners from down south who are coming up to the lakes to do races, coming up here and taking our midweek, mid-pack finishing positions, they should all be put on a plane and flown out to Rwanda! Although, if I was from Coventry, I reckon Rwanda would be a distinct improvement. So, yeah, have a good week, everyone. Bye now.
So there he is, the fastest Eden runner at Coniston Gullies, finishing in sixth. A rising star in the fell running world, you could say. A political satirist. Is that the word? Satirist? A man who's learning about pineapples and what they mean. Thank you, Bobby.
That was the podcast. We talked about running. We talked about other things too. Thank you for joining. We hope you enjoyed it. That was On the Back Foot.
Sorry, people, I've not recorded you a song this week. I've delved into the vaults. It's long been a hobby of mine, recording shit acoustic covers of questionable songs. I got to this one before England fans liked to sing it about their manager. And SoundCloud tells me I recorded this 13 years ago. I had a little 8-track recorder. It would appear I've done my own backing. Take it away, young Charles Baker. I like to imagine that at least one of you crazy listeners loves singing along with these belters in your car.
If you see me walking down the street, staring at the sky and dragging my 2 feet, you just pass me by. It
still makes me cry, but you can make me whole again. And if you see me with another man, laughing and joking, doing what I can, I won't put you down, I want you around, you can make me whole again. Looking back on where we first met, I cannot escape and I cannot forget. Baby, you're the one, you still turn me on, you can make me whole again. Time is laying heavy on my heart, seems I've got too much of it since we've been apart. My friends make me smile, only for a while, you can make me whole again. Looking back on where we first met, I cannot escape and I cannot forget. Baby, you're the one, you still turn me on, you can make me whole again. So now, I will have to wait. But baby, if you change your mind, don't be too late, 'cause I just can't go on. It's already been too long, but you could make me whole again. Looking back on where we first met, I cannot escape and I cannot forget. Baby, you're the one, you still turn me on, you can make me whole again. Looking back on where we first met, I cannot escape and I cannot forget. Baby, you're the one, you still turn me on, you can make me whole again. Baby, you're the one, still turn me on, you can make me whole.